Hello, thank you for contacting the Arch for Housing Assistance. My name is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just on the phone with the gentleman. I was having the phone cut out, and it dropped, like the signal dropped and everything.
Okay, and were you doing your intake, your assessment?
Yeah, he was asking me questions.
He was asking you questions? Uh-oh. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was giving him my information, like where I live and stuff, and it dropped out.
Okay. All right, we're going to have to start back from the beginning because it doesn't save on the call end.
Okay.
All right, may I start off by having your first and last name, please?
Okay, it's Josie, J-O-C-E, Collingwood. Collingwood.
All right, that was Josie, J-O-C-E, Collingwood, Collingwood.
Yes.
Okay, and what type of service are you requesting? Prevention, if you're behind in your rent, rehousing,
yes.
If you're homeless, or emergency surgery, emergency shelter?
It's prevention.
Prevention, yes, ma'am. All right, what's a good telephone number for you?
It's 850-99-20.
Okay, give it to me again. Your phone cut out.
850-96-1020.
850-996-1020, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and do you have an email address you'd like to provide?
It's Josie, JOCECROCKETT9@gmail.com.
All right, and that's Josie, JOCECROCKETT, the number 9@gmail.com. So Josie Crockett9@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And if you're comfortable, will you provide me with your Social Security number?
Yeah, it's 772-249071.
All right, and that was 772-249071?
Yes.
Okay, and are you a veteran or military dependent?
No.
Okay, what is your date of birth?
It's 10-28-2003.
That was 10-28-2003. Right, and what is your gender?
It's female.
Right. What is your primary race?
White, non-Hispanic.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and what is your zip code?
36467.
All right, 36467. And what city is that in?
That's Op, Alabama, Covington County.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your last permanent or current permanent address?
You still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Can you still hear me? Uh-oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did you get it? It was Op, Alabama, Covington County.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, what is your current address?
It's 400 Luke Lane, Lot 68. This phone's fixing to be the death of me, I swear.
It's not. We're going to get done quickly, and we'll take that stress off of you.
Okay.
All right, and that was 400 Luke, L-U-K-E, Lane, L-A-N-E, Lot 68, Op, Alabama, 36467.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And right now, are you homeless?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Okay, and right now, what is your current living situation? Are you facing eviction? Are you having trouble making rent?
He told me that if I do not pay what's behind, that I will be getting evicted here soon. And he's the one who referred this to my neighbor, and she gave it to me because he's also telling her the same thing.
Okay. Apartment facing eviction. Now, did he give you a date on when you had to pay it by?
He told me that I need it paid by, like, a month, in this month or whatever. I'm behind, like, 3 months' rent that I have to pay. I'm currently not, I don't have a job at the moment, and I recently got one to pay, but it's every 2 weeks. Dang, and I have to start Monday, and I don't get paid for another 3 weeks, and he don't want to wait for me because I've been, like, holding it off for a long time.
Yes, ma'am. All right. You said you have been laid off, but you just got a new job, and you start Monday, correct?
Yes.
Monday is the 22nd. All right. Have you applied for emergency rental assistance or ERA program?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Don't hang up. Ms. Collingwood, can you still hear me? See if you can stand in a different spot.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Make sure you haven't muted yourself.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Try standing in a different spot.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. I can still hear. I was like, I can still hear her. Can she hear me?
Okay.
Okay. Have you applied for emergency rental assistance or ERA program?
No, I have not.
Okay. Did you receive an eviction notice during the time when there was an eviction moratorium in place?
I did.
Okay. Have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
No.
Okay. Are you head of the household or another member in the family?
It's my fiance. He's the head of the household.
Okay, so you're the partner of the head of household. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, and how many adults are with you? Just the two of you guys?
Yeah, it's just us.
Okay. Are there any children with you?
No.
If you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with as much help as possible, have you received your COVID-19 vaccine?
I have to. I actually have an appointment to get it because I'm doing CNA. Mm-hmm. It's mandatory for me.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Do you have a documented disability?
No.
Right. What is your monthly income?
Right now it's nothing. I'm not sure what my monthly income will be whenever I start. I have to go Monday to find that out. It's like orientation.
Yes, ma'am. All right, let's get this submitted. All right, your case has been submitted and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after your assessment, if you got something to write down some notes with, I'll give you the phone number you can call to reach out, okay?
Okay.
All right, just letting you know you're... All right, that phone number is 334.
Okay.
273.
Okay.
0668.
Okay, that's 334-273-0668.
Yes, ma'am, and you're going to select option two.
Option two?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
Ms. Collinwood, well, you're good to go.
All right, thank you so much.
My pleasure, and thank you for calling the Alabama Rural Coalition. You enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.